This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's police chief is defending five officers from Columbus, Ohio, who shot and killed a homeless man outside the convention perimeter yesterday. Jeffrey Norman says Samuel Sharp Jr. was threatening another homeless man with a knife.
Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life.
Homeless advocates demand an investigation. Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is going after President Biden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on foreign policy, immigration, the high cost of living, and crime.
Biden and Baldwin have failed. President Trump and I will get the job done.
Hovde delivered a primetime speech at the convention last night. There's more at stake in Wisconsin than just the top of the ticket. With new legislative maps, Republican strategist Keith Gilks says it will take high-quality local candidates to win.
People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Down-ballot races in Wisconsin will be won on bread-and-butter issues, especially with new, more competitive maps, so says Democratic strategist Tanya Bork.
They're hearing childcare is incredibly expensive. We need some help on that. They're hearing about, can we drink the water from our well? Is this safe? We need to know that someone is listening to us, that they're fighting for us, and they're doing the right thing for our families.
Bork spoke at a luncheon yesterday put on by WisPolitics and the Marquette Law School. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming is urging GOP voters to use standalone absentee ballot drop boxes, which are more popular with Democrats. Schimming tells Wisconsin delegates that puts Republicans at a disadvantage on Election Day. Congressman Derek Van Orden is making news again for getting into a confrontation. The Prairie du Chien Republican accuses an anti-war protester of assaulting him in downtown Milwaukee yesterday. Members of Code Pink say Van Orden started it, but he tried to shove past an activist. Milwaukee police say they're looking into it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Antigo School District is requesting a multi-million dollar referendum for a new elementary school. It's an improvement that they say they desperately need, and it tallies up to around $54 million. All three of Antigo's elementary schools were built in the 60s, and district leaders say that they're starting to become outdated. Another part of the referendum would involve the district office. This would be moved inside one of the school buildings. This referendum would be a part of the November 5th ballot. And Rothschild is bucking back at the deer problem in town, with people reporting that the animals are increasingly wreaking havoc on yards across the village. A board meeting held last night addressed this issue. The solution? A survey, asking if culling or nuisance permits are preferred. What's the difference? Culling is essentially hiring a sharpshooter to come and take care of the problem. Permits would allow the public to hunt for certain months to help decrease the population. When the surveys do get sent out, the community will have roughly 2 weeks at minimum to complete them. Multiple cars are being stolen from the Colby-Abbotsford area. A total of 4 cars are missing, and police are reminding everyone to keep their vehicle doors locked. A juvenile has been recommended charges after being caught by trying to steal a 5th car. The police department is also recommending charges against the minor's parents as well. There are several other juveniles believed to be connected to the thefts. However, the chief cannot specify how many or their names because they're underage. Over 140 search dogs are headed to Rosholt in September, arriving from all over the country as far as Cali, Florida, and Alaska, all to attend the Illinois-Wisconsin Search Dog Seminar. Dogs and their handlers will be a part of a week-long training camp to learn and test their skills. This is a training that handlers say is absolutely essential. What will happen here is a dog will learn to follow a scent sample. This is where volunteers are needed. Yep, you go out and you get to be the victim for the dog to find. This is not just a couple-hour commitment, it's an entire day as you'll be somewhere in the woods. Remember, these dogs are learning how to search and assist fire, EMS, and law enforcement in locating missing people. This volunteer K-9 handler team averages around 30 calls a year, responding to between 10 and 15 searches this year alone. If you don't want to stand in the woods, donations of food, money, or even bottled water will be helpful as well. Farmers' fields are still flooding and full of mud, especially after Monday's heavy rain. In Plover, the O'Gray family farm has 130 acres of potatoes, and they told News 9 that they couldn't plant many of them because they would have just drowned in the standing puddles. That or diseases would have taken effect. Currently, they say their potato field is only at 20 to 30% and likely won't be harvested this year. And pilots from across the world are flying into Oshkosh this week to celebrate the 71st year of EAA's Air Venture. A private pilot headed in from out of state says,
"It's a place where everybody with that kind of a similar interest, with that bug, whether they're enthusiasts, whether they're pilots, whether they're professionals, or anybody alike, everybody goes there and everybody's kind of an equal."
The event runs from Monday through Sunday next week. And Concerts on the Square is tonight on the 400 block in downtown Wausau, where Brass Differential will be playing a diverse mix of music. Most of the band is from Green Bay, but some are actually from right here. Their sound is rooted in New Orleans tradition. They feature a spicy mix of musical styles, including funk, brass, soul, R&B, blues, and so many others. The concert starts at 6 and will last about 2 hours. Remember, admission is free, and there will also be food vendors on the 400 block during the concert. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks now 0-3 in summer league play after losing 112-97 to the LA Clippers. Meanwhile, the Bucks have added free agent shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Patrick Beverley is leaving the NBA. He's going to play in the Israeli League next season. Baseball, the All-Star Game with another win for the American League. They won 5-3 last night in Arlington. NFL, the Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to camp today in Green Bay. The first practice Monday. CEO Mark Murphy asked if he's getting concerned about reaching an agreement with quarterback Jordan Love. Murphy praised his vice president of finance, Russ Ball.
"You know, I tell you, we are very fortunate. Yeah, we have probably one of the best people in the league in terms of salary cap management and negotiating contracts. And Russ Ball, he's been around the league forever. And, I'm very confident that we'll be able to get a deal done."
That's the Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The ripple effect from the Donald Trump assassination attempt last Saturday continues even in Hollywood and has snuck into the world of animation. Channel 4 in the UK has reportedly pulled the Simpsons episode titled Lisa the Iconoclast, which originally aired in 1996. The New York Post reports that the episode shows Lisa talking at a podium with a law enforcement agent on a nearby rooftop, which the network felt looked eerily similar to the Trump rally in Pennsylvania last weekend. The Post says they reached out to representatives from The Simpsons and Channel 4, but did not hear back. Director Greta Gerwig has been chosen to receive the prestigious Pioneer of the Year Award. The award is given out by the Will Rogers Motion Picture Pioneers Foundation. The Barbie director was selected as the award's 75th recipient. The Will Rogers Group says the award is given to those who are respected for their artistry, showcase leadership in the industry, are active in community service, and who have a commitment to philanthropy. "I've been jamming through Apple TV lately and discovered The Last Thing He Told Me. The show stars Jennifer Garner and is about a husband who mysteriously disappears. Garner and her stepdaughter are on the case to help find him, even though they don't really get along. The show does a good job of introducing new characters and keeping people guessing, and is set in beautiful Sausalito, California. All 7 Season 1 episodes are available, and Apple has renewed the show for a Season 2, which will drop in 2025. Being canceled can be quite beneficial, especially if you've been accused of sexual assault and cannibalism. Colossal weirdo Armie Hammer appeared on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast and said if he hadn't been canceled, his life would have met demise anyway due to the way he was living, reckless and out of control. Hammer says he has never been happier, despite being broke. I'm sure he's got some of that baking soda money tucked away somewhere. After a traumatic couple days, it's time for our country to come together and try to heal. Of course, I'm talking about Ingrid Andress' performance of our national anthem before the Home Run Derby at Monday's MLB All-Star festivities. The performance was not only potentially the worst version of the song ever performed, but possibly the worst version of any song ever performed. It's bad even if she's never had lessons, and after witnessing that performance, well, there's no way she's ever had lessons. She made the Hawk Tua girl sound like a virtuoso. Andress, a Grammy-nominated singer, quickly put out a statement the next day for damage control, saying, "I'm not gonna bullshit, y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need." Good for you, Ingrid. Admitting you have a problem is the first step. Hopefully, whatever facility she attends will provide excellent voice lessons. She might also want to cut back on the booze. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a really nice stretch of days coming up here for the rest of the week. Today, partly cloudy, 71 for a high. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear with a low all the way down to 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77 by Friday. Sunshine with a high near 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.